That wraps up the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining me on Seth Faces the Music this week. We'll be back next week with more fun, a new theme, and, well, probably some surprises as well. See you then. Bye-bye.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Friday marks 1 year since Russia invaded Ukraine, and Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says it's beyond time to get tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
You beat him by giving the Ukrainians the military capability to drive the Russians out of Ukraine. You label Putin's Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. You create international tribunals so we actually can try Putin and his cronies in the international court like we did after World War II.
Graham was on ABC. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, that is, has spoken with Chinese officials about the spy balloon that was shot down over U.S. airspace.
Don't want to characterize what they said, although it's safe to say there was no apology.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation from the Munich Security Conference, Secretary Blinken also said the U.S. will not tolerate any further spy missions in U.S. airspace.
I made very clear to him that China sending a surveillance balloon over the United States in violation of our sovereignty and violation of international law was unacceptable and must never happen again.
Blinken canceled his trip to Beijing after the balloon incident that occurred shortly ahead of his planned diplomatic visit. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles off its east coast on Monday, just 2 days after it fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea off Japan's west coast. Crews continue to work around the clock in Turkey, but many are now accepting that no more survivors from the 7.8 magnitude earthquake will be found. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in Antakya, Turkey.
Search teams carefully carry body bags through piles of fallen concrete to the relieved cries from anxious families. More than 40,000 people were killed, around half here in Hatay. Neither Turkey nor Syria have said how many people are still unaccounted for, but more than 100,000 buildings were damaged in the quake, which struck in the early hours of the morning when most people were sleeping.
Tens of thousands of customers are without power in the San Francisco Bay Area. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald reports.
The fire at a PG&E substation caused traffic lights to go out, suspended the use of bridges connecting Oakland and Alameda, and cut power to tens of thousands. Oakland Fire Battalion Chief James Bowren says crews responded to a PG&E yard after noticing gray and brown smoke billowing into the air.
We were able to gain access into the PG&E yard and found that there was a transformer actively burning inside of the yard.
The Oakland airport was temporarily without power as well, which halted all operations for a time. According to tweets, TSA officials say they, quote, have never seen anything like it. Mike DeWald for CBS News, Oakland.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the Daytona 500 in double overtime tonight. This is CBS News.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Gah, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 19 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, snow showers likely at times, high temperatures reach up to 37. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, chance for mixed precipitation, lows around 17. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Director's Cut for this February 12th, session 16, something like that. We lost track.
We should really count.
One of these days.
We should really figure out what that number is, right?
One of these days. I know we're rising. I know it just keeps going up. That's what I care about. But your host and program director here, James J. Maloff, with my partner in art, our head of production, Seth Habhager. Good evening, Seth.
Good evening, everyone. Hope you're having a great evening out there. And another musician. We're starting to collect them on this
show.
I like it. We are, yeah.
Big shout out to Connie and our friends at FRM Music and stuff helping us set these things up. Seth, today we are joined by Chase. And Chase, how do I say your last name exactly?
Quenches.
It is Quenches.
Quenches. Like quenches your thirst.
Quenches. Yeah, okay. Quenches. Oh, very good. I know. I remember the last time you joined us on the morning show and everything, and I just was trying to make sure I was getting it right. Okay, good to know.
That's a tough one.
Maloff ain't much better, brother, so you can mess up mine all you want. Chase is joining us, and before I get going too far, Chase, I mentioned Connie from FRM Music, big fan of yours. Connie helped set this up and everything. You'd be joining us. And Connie, I'm not trying to embarrass her, but just some of the notes that she texted me about you. Great Central Wisconsin country solo singer, guitar player, did well at Rise to Music. He's got that voice. He's got something there. You're not, your voice, your style is noteworthy and stands out. And we're talking music. That's saying something, bro. That's saying something that you have that. And that the respect you have from somebody like her. We had Brad on a little while ago, talked about just some other artists have. So you've got a nice building here that you're building of your career. And I mention all this because, as I remember the last time you joined us, this isn't something that you've been doing since you were five, necessarily. No. Let's kind of start there, if you don't mind, Chase. where your background, your origin story?
Yeah, well, music, I was gifted a guitar. When my uncle passed away, I was young, 4 or 5, and I got the guitar in the will. And I've always felt like it's something that I should really pursue, you know, something that big, you know, being left for me. I felt like I had to do something with it. But I always only messed around with it. I never took it seriously until I was old enough to start going out to the bars. And once I started seeing other musicians out there, it really put a fire in me. But I could not sing. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket when it came to vocalization. So I started singing karaoke.
Right on.
And that's kind of where I got started. And then the whole process of learning how to play and sing at the same time. And really the main thing I found that helped me so much was just playing with people that I admired. Mm. You know, back then, Jason Francis was a big one. He had a band, Rattlesnake and Eggs. And I remember being like 14, and my parents told them that I could play guitar, which I couldn't. You know, I could do like 2 or 3 songs, and I couldn't do any songs from beginning to end. But they made me come up on stage, and I played with them a little bit anyways. And he's always been, you know, he kept in touch with me ever since. And, you know, Brad Jansen, you mentioned him. Like I said, I remember being 21 years old, and he actually came to my parents' house. And we practiced in the living room for a while before we ended up going up to Point doing open mics together. You know, and I was way out of my league and out of my element, but, you know, just being with guys like that and hanging out with them, you know, the admiration was so high. I wanted to be just like that or even better. So that was really kind of where the spark came from.
Huh. What was your first experience with music? Like that you can remember your earliest memories of having a favorite song or seeing an act or anything like that?
Honestly, it was at a campground, Beanwell County Park. So my parents had a seasonal site there, so the camper just stayed there all year.
Yeah.
And a lot of beer drinking, so the fire's going. There's a lot of hooting and hollering and yelling, and this one guy was walking by, and he ended up stopping, and little did we know he ended up becoming a huge family friend. But his name was Chucky, and he's from Kentucky, so we just called him Chucky from Kentucky. Well, he ended up bringing a guitar over to our campsite around the fire, and you know, to me, he was like, man, this guy is good. He's really good. So we sat there, and he would do a bunch of cover songs, but he always put his own words to it. He was like a redneck Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
So, and we just had a riot with him, and that was probably my first big one, like, okay, you know, I can do this. Because he would sit there and he would teach me what he was doing and what I should be doing and stuff like that. So that was probably the big push and the big part, you know, just playing out at the campground every time he was there. We played together. And
when it came to, as you got, you mentioned you it wasn't until you start going to the bars, you're a little bit older, that you start thinking about, you know, really start thinking about you doing this. But it sounds like from some of the stuff you've already told us and you've shared with us before on the air, that this is something that was percolating back there. It was building back there. It was always going to get to this point, whether you knew it or not, subconsciously or not. Does it seem like that now that you look back at the past? And
No, it was way different. You know, I remember being up in my room and I had guitars. You know, I had an electric guitar and an amp with a headphone, and I remember just sitting up in my bedroom, just trying to jam along to Metallica, like, all the time. That's where I saw myself, more of a rock star. You know, I liked, you know, Pantera and and Metallica. That was kind of where I was at as a teenager. You know, I still liked the country stuff, but I was a little more into heavier stuff then. Never pursued it.
So you get to this point where you are actually going to pursue it. You're going to, like, you know what? I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. I want to do this. What was it that made you kind of flip the script for you to where, okay, now, you know, I'm starting to think a little bit more about this and I want to throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah. After a while, you know, we'll bump it up. And, you know, a couple of years, I was like 23 and I had my own karaoke DJ business and I was doing it here in town. So 2 to 3 times a week I was DJing and singing and, you know, just having a ball, really. And I'd met a few people that were true musicians. And finally I started hanging out with them. It was a brother and a sister, actually, Tyler and Lindsay. And their family had a bar over by Iola. You know, for me, it's over an hour drive from there, you know, here to there. But I made it, and it was a bluegrass bar. So every Wednesday, it was open mic bluegrass night. And that's when I was like, I can do this. Because I got up on stage and I'm not going to say I was keeping up with a lot of these guys, but, you know, I realized that people enjoyed what I was doing. And that was the main thing. Once you look out and you see people tapping their toes or singing along or something like that, that's when it starts to feel good. And you think, man, maybe I do have the knack, or I can pursue it and just keep getting better and better and better, hopefully. You know, and that's kind of where I'm at now. It's, how much better can I get? How much better do I need to be?
It's interesting because I can notice some parallels between you and I and our careers, or even others that I've known in the industry. And I'm thinking mostly of, like, actors and stuff, but it's a very similar thing where when I was first starting out, anybody that I looked up to, it seemed like, would tell me, well, you need to go to Juilliard. You need to go to this school or something and have this degree. And then when it came to the skill level, well, I'm not much of a singer and I like to dance, but I don't know about Broadway and all that. Well, immediately they tell me, well, you're never going to make it. You'll never get a big break or anything. Or another one that I heard a lot growing up, you have this look, so you're always going to play the villain. You're never going to play a romantic lead or any of these things and stuff. And you flash forward, I've done over 101 characters. I've been a SAG member since 08. There's a couple of things that I've accomplished. I'm nowhere near, you know, where I want to be or where I could be or anything like that. But I'm damn proud of what I've accomplished. It's been all from the ground up. You're doing the same damn thing. You're starting that way. There's a lot of artists like that. And it kind of leads me into this. Because one of the other things that Connie mentioned, and you mentioned in our pregame here a little bit, you know, you don't write songs. You're not a songwriter necessarily. Sometimes we have this feeling of, if we're not doing it exactly the way that others have, or the traditional way of doing it, maybe that makes us less than, that makes us not as much as, or maybe because you don't have a record deal or something like that. You're a musician, man. You're a creative. You're an artist. You're just as much as Brad, who was with us last week, or anybody else. And that's not just me saying that. That's them saying that. That's people in the industry like Connie and that saying it. It might be nice for Seth and I to say it, but when your peers are saying it, that's got to be encouraging. I imagine that helps with the shows going forward.
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, I guess my main thing is, you know, if there are so many cover bands out there and phenomenal ones, you know, even locally, there's so much talent in this area. When I go out and I watch one of their shows, when I hear that band, it almost sounds like they're trying to sound exactly like that cut recording on the album. And I don't want to be that artist. I take that song and I turn it into, you know, I don't want to say my own. It's not. It's their song. But if you can feel it the way I feel it, mm-hmm. that's what I'm trying to portray. That's what I'm trying to push out. You know, these songs that yeah. I hear and I learn, I'm trying to help people feel the way I feel when I hear that song. So I push it to a different level, and I might even change it a little bit. But.
Well, and I want to say that there is something to interpreting songs, because yeah. every, like, you basically what you said, this the way I heard it anyway, is that you make it your own. You mm-hmm. know, you're not saying that you know that this is my song that I wrote it, but you're saying this is my song in the sense that this is how I'm presenting it to you.
Yeah, this song meant enough to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
To where I not only wanted to learn it, you know, but push it to another level, so it's a little more intimate.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And it's makes you very vulnerable too when you play something like that out in front of people.
Mm-hmm. You just used the two words I was going to use in this next question, because the idea, I mean, art is being vulnerable, is being, you know, empathetic for the audience and giving your feeling. Everything you just described is what a painter, a photographer, anybody would say as far as getting their art and getting the emotion out. And in some ways, I think it's actually a little more difficult doing covers than it is doing your own work. When it's your own work, you have no preconceived notion
or basis for sound.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to take something else and to put your own, you know, voice to it or your own style to it or anything, that can be a lot more difficult. When it comes to song selections, does it come down to like what you can handle range-wise more or what makes you feel it?
Oh, it's a bit of both. You know, I don't have a massively wide range. The last big band that I was in, you know, that was one of my biggest issues, was they kept wanting to do these super high songs, and it's like, man, I can't get there.
Yeah.
You know, the like they wanted to do now I can't remember the name of that band, because I don't ever listen to them.
It was probably Journey.
Dream Theater.
Dream Theater.
And I'm thinking, you know, parts of it, sure, I can hammer out some of the verses, but mm-hmm. that chorus is, you know, you're gonna have to kick me somewhere to get me to go half that high. There's no way.
Right.
You know, get the donkey out. Oh, no,
yeah. You know, I found out that I was not a screaming rock star like I wanted to be. I had to find something different.
It's interesting. I talk to my students about this all the time. So much of life is realizing it's not about what we wanted to be, what we dreamed to be when we were kids, but who we were meant to be. And figuring that out. And all, once you get to that place and you get comfortable with that, I think you really are free. I think you finally understand what freedom is and what it is to have a free life, because you don't have these restraints anymore of, God, I wanted to be this, I wanted to be that. I actually learned this, one of the people that I heard talk about this, Mick Foley. The wrestler, the New York Times best-selling artist and all that. And one of my fun, I think one of the greatest personalities in entertainment history. He was talking about how when he was young, he wanted to be Shawn Michaels. He wanted to be the guy who everybody had a poster of in their wall, and he was the hero that came in and all these things. And obviously his career did not go that route. He ended up doing the almost complete opposite, but he loved it. He loved his life, and he got to a point where, yeah, I'm good with this. This is who I'm meant to be. This is what I want to do. I think sometimes once we get to that place and it really hits home, that's when you start to really get creative and really have freedom with your work and with all the things that you're trying to do. Should we take a break, Seth? Are we at that point?
Yeah, we can take a break now.
I want to do that. We'll have some more questions for Chase later and everything, because I want to ask him about the Middle East crisis and cold Jews. We'll talk about influences and some fun things like that. When we come back, Chase is going to play for us. We'll be back with more Director's Cut in a few.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell with a team of political experts will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I'm not a criminal.
I work for youth advocate programs, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Welcome back to Director's Cut, everybody. We have Chase Quintus with us. Did I get that right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah. Chase is with us. He's going to do some playing for us right now. We'll move out of the way. The stage is all yours.
So this is my rendition of the cover, Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan.
Fine by dust light, I'm telling you, baby. These things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your head between my collar and jaw, well, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. And I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. And I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. And your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing, this wood used to creak. Now to you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
This is Past the Point of Rescue by Hal Ketchum.
Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again, holding me tight again. placing those same kisses on my brow. Sweeter than ever now, Lord, I remember how. Couldn't get enough of kissing. Do you know how much you're missing? No, you don't, but I do. Days like a slow train just trickle by. Even the words that I write refuse to fly. All I can hear is your song haunting me. I can't get the melody out of my head to see. Distractions I've been using. Do you know how much you're losing? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I swore I'd never fall like this again. Fools like me never win. I came to my knees again. I can't close the door on the likelihood. Things might be just as good. I always believed they would. Gotta let your love invite me. Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't. But I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't. But I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? I never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Oh, no, you don't, but I do. Oh, I know you don't, but I do.
We have Chase Quenches with us. And Chase, that was amazing. That was great. But listening to you and seeing you play again, it not only brought me back to a conversation we were just having, but it reminded me of the last time you joined us. And again, appreciate the time from you, man. So we were talking earlier about singing and how you didn't feel that you were a singer, that you didn't have the range maybe or some of these things. How did you get past that? How did you train? Did you learn? Or how did you get comfortable with your voice?
A lot of it was just that, you know, practicing, training. Every time I wanted to learn a song, I thought maybe I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. That's what I sang when I went out to the karaoke bars. I would do a couple extra shots, and we'd get up there, and we would just try to create. I know it would probably sound like crap, but we did it anyway. Yeah. You perseverance. You push through.
Yes.
And after 10 times, if it still sucks, maybe we won't do that song.
Yeah. But that's so awesome. And, you know, part of what we're doing here with this show, for the first and foremost thing, is getting local artists out there and giving you guys another outlet, another avenue, another medium to get your music and what you're doing out. But the other thing that we want to do here is encourage and help support other artists that are out there. The next kid that's like you, listening and thinking they can't do this, they hear some of the things you're saying and like, well, maybe I can. I give this a try, or maybe I give it a shot. I genuinely believe everybody is an artist. It's just discovering where you are, what you're good at, and if you want to pursue it or not.
You just got to find the key to unlock it, really. Yeah. You know, and that's the main thing. You know, if I could go back and tell myself, you know, dude, you can do this. Let's start when you're 10. You know, I wouldn't even be here right now. Hopefully, we'd be somewhere entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing though is overcoming that vulnerability, yeah. and you know, just putting yourself out there and doing it. But it's not easy. It's a hard step to make. Giant leap of faith in yourself, even. So,
who are your some of your bigger or some of your favorite influences?
Yeah, starting way back, you know, country music, Waylon Jennings was always my favorite country artist growing up. The original outlaw in my eyes. You know, a lot of people hear that and they think, you know, Johnny Cash. You know, sure, absolutely he was. But Waylon kind of painted that picture for me just a little bit better. And I always liked his music, his sound, his style, the way he could tell anybody he wanted to, you know, if you don't like it, there's the damn door kind of attitude. And I always really respected that, you know. But really lately, it's a lot of these ones that you don't hear on the normal radio, the guys that you have to find on, you know, iTunes or Pandora, you know, like Tyler Childers, Cody Jinks, you know, Casey Musgraves, even, you know, and I could go on and on and on, you know. Zach Bryan, I did one of his songs just a minute ago. A lot of these guys, you know, to me, they're the side B kind of guys, and they're not getting the recognition they need to get because they're so much better than what we're hearing. You know, I don't really want to talk crap about anybody on the radio, but I'm so sick of hearing a country song on a standard radio where they literally sound identical. Anything Luke Bryan, you know, sick of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's hip hop. You know, just because you put a dip in and sing about a truck doesn't make it country. Sorry, I'm just. It's just driving me nuts to the point where
I love that coming from a country artist. Yes. That was awesome.
Well, and that is outlaw country, what he's doing right there, what he's saying right there. I love Johnny Cash. Nothing against Johnny Cash. I think even Johnny Cash, as a good friend of Waylon's, would say, be one of the first people to say he had a little more crossover.
You know,
and he worked to that. Waylon, what you see is what you get. And if he crossed over, great. That sounds cool. If not, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, right. And Waylon even went to battle against Nashville. I mean, he was in all-out war against Nashville, which is pretty epic. It should be talked about more.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. You
know. How that hasn't been a movie yet. The Waylon Jennings story, just period, how that hasn't been a movie
yet. Oh, it's coming.
Listen,
I'm sure it's coming.
You're an actor. We got an idea.
Yes, yes.
You know, I could play the backing tracks. We could probably do this. So.
I think we're almost halfway there. I mean, Seth is great. Seth's a man of many talents. I'm sure that he could do one of these things. I love where we're going with this. Yes. When it comes to you've been doing this for a short amount of time, sort of, but you've also been doing it for a little bit now. Do you have any kind of pre-show rituals? Do you have anything that you got to do before you get on stage or anything like that?
Yep.
Yeah?
I have to have one shot and one beer.
Right on.
So, you know, and I don't care if they ask me to play for a church. I'll probably still have that that want or need to do that. But, you know, no matter how many times you get up there, the nerves are there every time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's the same with a lot of things. You know, I ride motorcycle. I'll do the same thing. I'll hop on the bike. The first bar I see, I stop. I have a shot and a beer. The nerves are calmed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
knowing your, because I agree with what you're saying there, too. One of the things that I think that, because we're all nervous. I'm nervous right now doing this. And this is pre-recorded. I could stop and start anytime I want. But I'm still a little nervous. For me, that means that I'm engaged and I care. I've mentioned that many times on the air, but I don't think what I don't follow it up with enough is that doesn't, like, it takes even a beat to get to that. Like, even to get to a calm nerve, a calm, you know, kind of feeling with that. And there's all kinds of different things people do to do this. I know a lot of people who will, they got to go out and have a cigarette first, or they got to have a shot or something like that. For other people, it's listening to a certain song, or it's a vocal warm-up. To whatever works to get you to that place, that's all that matters. And figuring out what it is that works for you to get to that place, I think, is just as much a part of these things as what we were talking about, was finding your voice and some of that.
Yep, and I agree. And, you know, one thing that you just said really resonated, that calming nerve.
Mm.
You know, and I don't know if it's the same with you, but once you hit that, that's where you know you're going to do fine. That's your comfort zone.
Things will be all right. Yeah.
You know, because I think without the nerves, we don't have the potential to do as well.
Right.
I think we do a little bit better, you know, having those nerves or being a little nervous.
It means you care.
Yeah.
It means this means something to you. I hear other people say it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, the day I'm not necessarily feeling that, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Like,
well, and plus you're getting the energy from your audience. Yes. And that's something we've talked about a lot, is that the nervous energy is still energy. You can still use it to what you, and then when you get out there and you start getting the energy from the crowd. For me, when I've been on stage, that's kind of been my kind of thing, is, you know, you get nervous before you get out there. You feel the energy from the crowd, and then the nerves, like you said, Chase, they're just, oh, they're gone, you know.
Yeah.
You still have that energy going for you. So I'm guessing it's very similar for when you go out performing a music set for a crowd of people.
Yeah, it sounded like you just hit it right on the head.
Yep.
You know, even for us, and we're all different. We all feel different things, you know. And that feeling, it's, you know, I remember being 12, and my dad always told me how, you know, when you shoot your first deer, you're going to have a ton of adrenaline coursing through your body, and it's nuts. And he goes, if you ever lose that, you might as well hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something like that, and I don't really use it with this, but it's always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
You know, my dad's not a musician. He can dance, and he likes to listen. You know, he loves music, you know, when it comes to music, he really ain't got a bone in his body. But at least I can still relate to my father in some way, because I'm still using a lesson he taught me a long time ago.
I do the same thing. My dad was a boxer, hockey player. When I first started to want to be an actor, learning to be an actor, I'd go and I'd watch tape. And I'd do exact same things he'd do to get trained for a match or something like that. It's still what I do. We're all poor man's versions of our fathers in some ways.
Speak for yourself. I'm much better.
Good on you. I think that'll be good for here. Let's go ahead and take a break, because I want to make sure there's plenty of room for Chase to play some more.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to step away for just a second here, everybody. We will be back shortly. More music from Chase here on Director's Cut.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Director's Cut. Our featured artist, Chase Quinches. We want to move out of the way, let Chase do his thing. We'll go ahead and do that right now.
This is my version of Folsom Prison by Johnny Cash.
Train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since, well, I don't know when, but I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. Yeah, when I was just a baby, Mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But a shot man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, well, I hang my head and cry. Thank you. Well, I bet there's rich folks eating on that fancy dining car. They're probably drinking whiskey and smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. But if they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, you bet I'd move on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
This song here is my version of Redneck Girl by the Bellamy Brothers.
Redneck girl like to cruise in daddy's pickup truck. Redneck girl plays it hard and she's down on her luck. Just waiting on a Friday afternoon. She's gonna show one old boy then the weekend moves. And I pray that someday I'll find me a redneck girl. Redneck girl like to stay out all night long. She plays the sweet rock and roll while she listens to a country song. She's waiting on that moment of surrender. Her hands are calloused, but her heart is tender, and I pray that someday I'll find me a redneck girl. Give me a redneck girl. You got to give me a redneck girl. Got to give me a redneck girl. Give me a redneck girl. Got to give me a redneck girl. A redneck girl's got a name on the back of her bill. She's got a kiss on her lips for her man and nobody else. Coyotes are howling out in the prairies. Then first comes love, then comes marriage. And I pray that someday I'll find me a redneck girl. Got to give me a redneck girl. Got to give me a redneck girl. You got to give me a redneck girl.
We're here with Chase Quinches. And Chase, there's a couple quick questions I wanted to ask you, and then we want to let you play us out and everything. What was some of the better or best advice you have gotten about doing this, about music? And maybe it wasn't even about music, maybe it was about something that else that you kind of brought to music.
I guess I didn't think of that question. That's out of nowhere.
Hardball questions here at Director's Cut. That's what we do.
Do it. You know, a lot of people recognize that I had a talent for something that I didn't even realize I had a talent for. You know, so I guess, you know, my greatest advice that I got from anybody was, you know, get out there and do it. You know, you've got it. You just got to do it.
What where can people hear your music? Where are you going to be playing next?
Right now, I've only got one show coming up on the 11th. I will be playing at BRB Dockside in Stratford. A couple of my good friends actually DJ'd for their wedding. Nice. Just bought the bar, so I think I'm even going to be their first show.
Wow. So that's awesome. That's cool. Awesome. That's
cool. Very pretty cool, excited, man. About that one.
And very deserving. I do have one question that we always wrap up on. Before we get to that, though, I did want to take a moment because you're mentioning learning to sing and getting more comfortable with that and those things. But I feel like we've missed a huge headline here. Your guitar playing, man. You have some damn smart fingers. And and your picking style, your playing, mm-hmm. seems a little different. I don't mean that far-fetched or anything, but it does seem a little unique. Is there anything about the way you learn to play or the style of the way you like to play that kind of stands out to you, or just it just was a different approach?
I'm 100% self-taught.
Right on.
So okay. That's probably where a lot of it comes from. There is a style called flat picking.
Yeah.
And that I try to mimic that as much as I can, but I'm very good at deceiving everybody when it comes to guitar. I really don't know how to play it all that well.
Fake it till you make it, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes. You know, there's songs that I learn, and a lot of times I don't learn them the way mm-hmm. they were written or composed or anything. I pick them up, I learn them the way I want to learn them, where I can actually play them. So when I do a cover of a song and I say, this is my rendition, it really is. Because when you watch music videos, their hands are way up on the neck, and I'm just in the same stupid five chords. You know,
it's crazy you say that to me, because I would never guess any of that. Like, especially the style of play. The self-taught thing is one that I never see coming, because I know so many people in different fields that are self-taught, that are autodidact. They learn from doing, or they learn from just on their own better. It's also very noteworthy to listeners out there, because there's going to be, out of five people, there's going to be two or three people that are like that. Mm-hmm. And it's very good to hear that kind of thing. I think it's encouraging for them.
Now, the best thing I could say is take it and run with it.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah. We have the big hardball question that we ask all of our guests that we wrap up on now. So get ready for this. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, who, why? Living, cool. Past, doesn't matter.
Huh. That's a tough one. Uh-huh. You can go way back.
Yeah.
You know, initially I'm going, let's think about BC people.
Ooh, back, yeah.
Well, you gotta start from the beginning, you know, but there's so many.
Man, I love the way you think.
You know what? Why not Caesar?
Good.
Why not? Because that dude ran an empire, mm-hmm. and it'd be nice to know what he would do differently in today's climate with how everything's been running the last 30 years here.
Yeah,
what could we take from them and use in today's day and age?
That's awesome. What are the answer?
Well, that was an unexpected one.
That was great. I love it. We've had a couple of unexpected ones. That may be at the leader in the clubhouse right now. That is awesome.
I am
awesome.
To please. So.
That's a good one. Well, let's go ahead and move out of the way, Seth, so this man can do what he's here to do.
All right, this is Grandma's Feather Bed by John Denver.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, I used to go down to Grandma's house every month in or so. We'd have chicken pie and country ham, and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. Well, it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Well, it was made from the feathers of 4011 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. Well, it would hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs in a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, and the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing you'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. But it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Well, it was made from the feathers of 411 geese, like a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. Well, it would hold eight kids and four hound dogs in a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. I love my Ma, I love my Pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. Been fishing with my uncles, wrestled with my cousins, I even kissed Aunt Lou. If I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said, well, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. Yes, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road.
Well, maybe not the gal down the road,
but it was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. Well, it was made from the feathers of 411 geese, like a whole boat of cloth for the tick. Well, it would hold eight kids and four hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
This is I'm Gonna Be Somebody by Travis Tritt.
Bobby playing his guitar the harder side of town. It's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul. Somehow he knew he was born to play. Now people said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. Bobby never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing, well, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. Well, I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top. Now he's number one on the stage and radio. Still he just can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He'd say, well, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. Well, I'm gonna be somebody someday. Bet your hard-earned dollar I will. Bobby played his hometown on full moon August night, and he heard a voice in the front row singing. It was a sandy-haired rebel boy, the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said, well, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. Well, I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. Well, I'm gonna be somebody, yes I will. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. Well, I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. You can bet your hard-earned dollar that I will. Oh, I will.
Wrapping up the show as the band is playing, the credits are rolling. Seth has somewhere to be. I do.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Just wanted to wrap up and send a big thank you to you, Chase, for being here. Really do appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Again, if people want to catch your music, hear you, how can they do that? Do you have anything coming up?
The easiest way is Facebook. You know, right on Facebook, you can like my page, Chase Quenches, Whiskey Chaser. So yeah, I did adopt that from Chrisley. So it's on a roll now. It is a thing.
Yeah.
So okay. That's the biggest thing.
Right on, man. And we're looking forward to having you back. You did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back again, Chase. You've already done this twice. You're going to have to come back again. We really do appreciate the time, though, brother. Thank you so much.
I'm
wishing you the best going forward.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cars that drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time.
Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.